Hey, welcome to the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. We are much later than normal, and I apologize for that. I got to do a better job planning. My mornings, Mondays are getting a little kind of hectic right now. A lot of things backing up. And classic example, why I coach not to overcommit. So person running the meeting before was supposed to be a 45-minute meeting, went an extra half hour, which then cascaded into other things. Is why I kind of coach the way I do, is that people plan for doing stuff with the stuff you finish. And if you think it's okay to keep pushing it over without letting people know, they got to make adjustments to what their plans are. So it's very important. I know some people say, oh, there's no dates. But people make plans for their day, whether it be in the day, over a sprint, the sprint, or whatever. And it's good. But that's not what we're talking about today. I just wanted to apologize to everyone. I have to do a better job either meeting, doing my recording before that meeting or something. I don't know what it'd be. But I'll let you know as we go. It might be earlier in the day. This might be the better opportunity because I can keep, anyway, be better. So today I want to talk about, it's Metric Monday. We haven't done a Metric Monday in a while because I always say there's metrics. And I had somebody the other day talk about they wanted to measure something different that they are kind of collecting, not collecting, whatever. And I'm offering my input on how they could do it and automate it, make their life easier than more difficult than it is. Because their suggestion was, let's put it in the description. I'm like, why are we going to do that? Why don't you make it, if this is something you really want to track, then make a field and you can automatically see if people are filling it out. Now, with that said, what I'm going to talk about today is making sure that your data is being used or entered by your team and not just continuing just collecting if it's not really giving any value and it can give you the wrong indication. You can be making the wrong decisions because let's face it, there's no data in the box, right? So it's not going to help you. Anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. This is the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well. We talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, bring that value to your customer and have some fun along the way. We had lots of fun. I don't have my puppet. I was showing my daughter, my little puppet. Yeah, I could show. Can I do this? If I remove my back, there's my little personal profile. She's like, but you're not blue, Dad. And your hair is white. It's not red anymore. I know, but that's what's in my head. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. I apologize. So metrics, right? So Metric Monday. So we're talking about here today is going through before you add any more fields to track or data that you want to track, you really should assess, are you using the fields you have? Don't be just adding fields. And I'm going to give you two stories why, but just don't go adding fields on top of fields on top of fields. And sooner or later, you got 100 fields. Way back in the day, I would say back, but it gets longer now. It's a couple of years ago. I had a client. I look at their entry page on, I don't even know if they were using Azure. I think they were using Azure. They weren't using Jira. It didn't really matter, but whatever system I'm using, could be Rally, any of these. They had hundreds. I felt like hundreds of fields to fill in. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so daunting. Even for me who does data, this is a lot of stuff. And what I challenge them to do is look at the fields. First off, this is why I do this. Scrum Master and any Agile coach can do this. I always like to go, give me all my data for the past 6 months or year, whatever you want to look at. If you know better yours than I would mine, and pull it all out. And then after I pulled it out, I would do an analysis of these fields, like how many fields actually have data in it, right? And I gave a report, out of these 50 fields that I told them how many percentage of their were actually being used for these 50 fields they had. And, some fields, I said, these 10, 20 fields, there is no data in them whatsoever. So first easy pass, let's just eliminate those fields. And then this is where I give the debate with them. They're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, look, do you have a real vested interest in those fields data? Because right now you got no data. So whatever you're tracking from it is crud, right? It's not worth anything that you can make any decisions off or direction from. I said, if you need it, then here's what you got to do. So when you do the scan, you look like, okay, how many no one's filling in. My first recommendation, get rid of it. I mean, it's like that hoarding thing. It's like hoarding fields. We did that hoarding show. Get rid of the fields. However, maybe you need it. I don't know. If you do, you're doing a terrible job marketing the need of that field. Not to yell at people. You should need to do this. You got to do it. We're going to fire you. No, that's how you market. But you figure out what the value is and explain to them what you're using for. But apparently, I will say, if you haven't had anything for 6 months, you're not using it. So don't even ask the freaking question. That would be stupid, right? But the ones you do have, let's say question some other ones. Let's say out of 1,000 records, and there's probably more, only 50% of the data is there. Maybe 25% of the data is there. You may want to look at, okay, if this is really value, we're only getting 25% of the fields filled in or the records filled in with this field, do we really need this, right? And I learned this lesson. This is a weird lesson to learn from a friend of mine I used to hang out with. He lived in an apartment, and in the apartment, he would get clothes. I tell my kids this story all the time. He would get like new sweater, clothes, or something. If he got something for a holiday as a gift, a birthday present, Christmas holiday, whatever holiday you celebrate, sometimes you get stuff. Since he lived in an apartment, he had a limited space, which I love this as an analogy, for stuff to go in. So if he got a new sweater, he would go in his closet or his shelf or his drawers and pull an old sweater out that he hasn't worn and donate it and then put the new sweater in. This kept it at a reasonable level for his thing, but then he gave it away, which is a great thing from a people perspective and giving back to the community. Don't just throw it out. Go donate it somewhere. So maybe somebody else can use it down the line before it goes in landfill, which I love that story. But it shows that idea of limiting your capacity, right? So anyway, so the same thing goes with these fields. Eliminate some fields. If you're going to put two new fields in, see what you can eliminate. Do that analysis. Provide that analysis to the team, to the managers, to whoever's there. We want to get rid of these. Is this okay? Or if you're the scrum master and you have a little more power, it gets proposed to the team. I want to propose eliminating these fields off our board if possible. If you have that control, sometimes in the big corporate world, you don't. But however, you may propose that to the next corporate level. Hey, look, we haven't, and I've done this. Man, I've done it at like big companies where I'm like, we're not collecting this data. Can I remove this data? You have a problem with that? Because there ain't nothing in it. And it's just cluttering the screen, the UI from people. A lot of times I get it. Yeah, you go ahead. Go ahead, Greg. Because they're not using it. And I show them the data where they're not using it. They're like, yeah, we can't. I don't want to go into that world. So there's that thing. So you eliminate stuff so you can bring new fields in. Now, from an automation perspective, this is where we talk about doing work easier, not working so hard. Where this one group wanted to put stuff, and it happens all the time, by the way. My other favorite one is acceptance criteria. So a lot of companies, I'm saying there's a lot out there that'll put their acceptance criteria in the description of the story. I'm like, why don't you just use the exception criteria field that's available in every system out there and populate it there? Why do I say that? A couple of things. One, the description field gets massively full of a blob. If you know what a blob is, if you ever done UI, you know what, or database, you know what a blob is. Big thing of data, right? And it's very hard to sort from and analyze. But if you had that field for acceptance criteria, maybe these two fields, these two things that you want to measure, you create a separate field. Now you could do a really simple query. Give me all the items that don't have the information in it, right? That are blank or whatever you need. You can quickly turn that into a dashboard or a report that you don't have to manually go look at each individual issue, read each description there is, and find that data that's missing. And that gives like acceptance criteria, you know, anything you really want to do that people are writing in that description field, or you see any trends. Maybe those trends in those descriptions or the comments, by the way, may translate themselves into a field that you want to track or give us something for people to particularly enter in. Right? But then you should revisit that every once in a while. So this is a session where we're talking about scrubbing your fields So you get good data. So the metrics are working appropriately. And maybe you're measuring things that shouldn't be measured anymore. If things don't change, and I have this debate a lot of times with companies, if the thing doesn't move across the board for a year, we shouldn't track it. It's going to be the same status. It's a waste of your time. You want to track things that change, or they should be changing. Or you want to do a compliance check thing or something like that. So that is what I'm offering today. Come on with those little, you know, let's do a couple of steps here. Step one, someone wants to add some fields to be entered in by the team. Okay, that's the scenario. Step one, go look at all the fields you currently have, whatever you can pull data from. See how the teams are filling that data in. If there's any fields in there they're not filling in, ask yourself two questions. Do we need it? And if we don't need it, get rid of it. And two, if we do need it, maybe we need a better marketing plan to get the team on board. Maybe we need to have more discussion. This is all good stuff that you can do with your teams. Okay. And then if we can eliminate some, okay, then the stuff we want to add, don't put it in the description field. Put it in its own field that you can then make automated tracking. Again, gaining the data you need to do, but doing it with less work. Once it's in there, you can automate this whole thing. It doesn't take more than a half hour to do this for like one or two fields. And you can get that tracking. You can put it in a dashboard. You can send an email. You can update your bosses, whatever you want to do. But I wanted to share that with you. But it's important to go through every once in a while and scan, even if you don't have it. I would say every quarter, every 6 months, definitely every 6 months, go through all the fields that you pull data on that you see on the UI and the UX and see if you really need it. If no one's filling any data in, then stop it. Just stop. That's that hoarder thing. Stop. Stop collecting data or think you're collecting data on a field that doesn't change or no one's entering any data. It's useless. It's a waste of time and money and effort, right? So I wanted to share that with you on Metric Monday. Something different. You know, we always talk about that, but how do you manage those fields in those systems? And it works for Jira, Rally, Azure, anything out there. You should really do these basic habits for maintaining a good data or good data, because no data is bad data too. Bad data, no data, partial data, it's going to skew your direction where you want to go. So think about, I'm just offering that. Something that triggered on me. And if anybody can do it, really, there's no reason why anybody can't do that. So with that, I want to say happy Monday. I guess that's it. And I'll see you tomorrow for, what do we do? 2-for-1 Tuesday, where we're trying to edit 10X what we do. And thanks. And you all have an awesome day. Happy scrumming. And we'll see you tomorrow. More stuff's coming, getting there. A lot of things on the plate. Take care, everyone, and see ya.